Welcome to the first series of integrated snowboarding tapes. My name is Margaret McIntyre. What is it that is so unique about these movement tapes? What makes these integrated snowboarding tapes different from other methods of snowboarding improvement? Where did these ideas come from, and why do they have validity? First and foremost, they are effective. They work. They are the result of my years of experience in movement education, as a physical therapist, ski instructor, recreational snowboarder, shortboard windsurfer, and Feldenkrais practitioner. I have been involved with the Delaney Snowboarding Camps for Adults for 3 years and have been teaching specific snowboarding movement awareness classes for them with great success. This has given me a fascinating opportunity to experiment with teaching different approaches to learning complex motor skills. The most influential and effective ideas came from Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, a world-renowned nuclear physicist who developed a revolutionary approach and method to human learning. By using this method, it is realistically possible to change old and ingrained habits, to get out of the rut, to move on from places where you feel stuck, including all forms of sport. In these tapes, you not only have the opportunity to take advantage of his ideas about sensory motor learning, you also get to improve your snowboarding, firstly at home and then on the slopes. These tapes are not a substitute for on-snow snowboarding lessons. You will need those lessons as well, but these tapes will make the learning process more enjoyable. In some respects, this work is so easy it's ridiculous. It is also fun. All you have to do is pay attention to yourself and heed the instructions, realizing that for all its apparent simplicity, this is a profoundly different way to learn, and this learning automatically leads to improvement in performance. Throughout the tape series, there are three main underlying themes to bear in mind. One, to begin with, you need to appreciate the importance of awareness in movement. The understanding that there is a vital link in your nervous system between feeling and doing. If you can't feel clearly, you can't act or move well. All great athletes know this instinctively. They listen to the feedback they receive from their own senses, from their bodies while in motion, and using this information, they continually make adjustments, which leads to versatility and fluidity in their performance. What you observe is that whatever the conditions, deep snow, hard pack, steep, flat, bumps, these really good boarders look the same. This is true and not true. Yes, similar good technical moves are happening, but every turn is slightly or greatly different because the environment changes and the athlete must adapt and react to the varied input. At any level of riding, this is a skill that you too can learn or enhance. Just remember, the better you can sense, the better you can move. Traditional teaching of any movement skills have relied too much on the actual execution of the movement, often relying on imitation methods, which does not necessarily mean learning. Effective learning is an internal process. Listen to and appreciate your own sensory messages, and you will be amazed at how you can begin to change your movements, and by using these tapes, become more of the snowboarder that you want to be. You will discover how to move better and more easily, and how to express yourself. So the first theme is to realize that awareness is essential. The second point is that it is through the awareness that we learn. The easy movements on the tapes are the way we can facilitate the learning process in the brain. These movements create sensations which give information to the sensory cortex. This then influences the response in the motor cortex, and this part of the brain sends commands to the muscles so they can move. The brain will respond to novelty. If the incoming messages are not the usual ones, the system has the chance to make another response. In other words, your habitual pattern is not necessarily evoked, and some new or different movement can occur. Learning is about understanding and feeling differences so that we have choices in our actions. Learning is developing finer and finer discrimination. Learning a skill is discovering how to do less, not more. This is not academic learning, but sensory understanding, an internal knowing about yourself and how you move and balance in space. Learning is not imitating. Snowboarding is a complex, exhilarating, and sometimes scary sport. It is one of the ultimate sports involving movement, speed, and one's relationship to gravity. What's more, it's fun. These tapes give an opportunity to learn different and important movement patterns specifically relating to snowboarding while you're in the warmth and privacy of your home. Maybe the theory sounds a bit heavy, but in practice it's easy. Just listen carefully to the instructions and you will start the learning process. The third important piece of information that will come through again and again throughout the lessons is the role of the trunk in all efficient and satisfying actions. Here, of course, we're emphasizing how the trunk is integral to all the movement patterns of snowboarding. The trunk is a misunderstood part of the body. There are so many myths and theories about how you should use the back, how you should stand, how the spine ought to be straight, that posture is static. Instead of realizing when we limit and rigidify trunk movement, we limit all of our action. Posture and balance need to be dynamic. The trunk and the pelvis have the biggest and most powerful muscles in the body. To move efficiently, we need to make use of that power, not block it and restrict it, but find a way to transmit it from the central source out to the limbs. When the trunk moves well and without hindrance, there is automatically an increased quickness and agility in the limbs. Paradoxically, when the center can move, it can also stay still, allowing everything else to move around it. Thus, in snowboarding, the feet can move back and forth under you and easily go where you want when you have control of your trunk or your center. If, on the other hand, the trunk is restricted in movement, either by conscious choice or by unconscious habit, whenever the limbs move, the center is pulled this way and that, creating a lack of consistency in movement patterns and an interference with balance. The head also gets pulled and tipped this way and that, which creates more balance problems. Good riders make it all look so easy. Some of the characteristics you will see when looking at an expert are steady level eyes, the powerful center of the person is being used well, and they are also making the most efficient use of the skeleton, always changing how the bones line up to best use the forces at each moment in time, remembering that the skeleton is designed as the main support system for the body. The body is capable of many varied configurations in different planes of action. In snowboarding, there are forces from the outside that need to be either absorbed or reacted to, and there is the internally generated muscular power that needs to be directed to create a particular action. As speed increases, so do all the forces, and boarding becomes more dynamic. Ideally, muscles are used just when they're needed and no more. Most of us do too much work, especially when it is a new activity. Many times the trouble we get into and our fatigue comes from doing too much. Too many muscles working for too long, and of course this excessive effort interferes with the ability to feel and refine what we are doing. Our problems arise not from what we do, but from what we do that we don't need to do, and furthermore don't even know we're doing it. As we get more skillful in any activity, we learn to do less and less till finally we are using only the essentials and not the extras. Many people constantly overuse the muscles in the trunk and have no idea they are doing it. Often it's an artificial idea of good posture, which has nothing at all to do with movement. To become skillful, you need awareness and sensitivity to best utilize your individual learning process, which in turn gives you the ability to move and use the trunk well. And you then apply this to your riding. Whether it's your first day on snow ever, or you wish to turn with more elegance or pizzazz on groomed runs or in bumps or powder. To get the maximum benefit from the integrated snowboarding tapes, there are a few simple key instructions to bear in mind. Give yourself a block of uninterrupted personal time. Every lesson is about 30 minutes. Wear loose, comfortable clothes. Find a flat, firm surface to lie on or sit on, depending on the lesson. Remove any interfering objects, for example, belt, glasses, keys, wallet, etc. Move slowly. Move gently. The less you force a movement, the more you have the opportunity to feel. Notice what you feel and where you feel it without being judgmental. Move in comfort. Pause between each movement. It's not so much what you do, but how you do it that makes the difference. An ideal time to work with the tapes is at the beginning or end of the day. Separate learning from performance. It is ideal to learn slowly, in comfort, with time to absorb information. Once learnt, the movements automatically become part of your repertoire, and you can then move as quickly as you want. It's like learning how to speak or riding a bicycle. Once you have it, it's yours. It doesn't have to be elusive and mysterious, but you do need to own it internally. Once you have completed and are familiar with the movement sequences of the whole series, as well as feeling that you are clear about how to do these lessons, you'll be able to use the tapes in various ways. These tapes are designed especially to improve your snowboarding, but the funny thing is that to do this, I will teach you some key movements that are universal to all good human activity. So the extra benefits are that as you become more skillful in your snowboarding, you also learn to move better in your daily life and any other sports that you may pursue. These tapes are tools for your life, but I put the emphasis on your snowboarding. Initially, do the series in the order that they are numbered. Once you have completed the whole set of 6 lessons, use them as you feel the need. You may find 1 or 2 lessons that have more relevance to you at this time in your snowboarding, so play around with those until you feel clearer about the particular movements suggested. At some stage, all of the lessons will improve your riding, and it doesn't matter how many times you repeat the lesson. Be aware that if you are doing these tapes exactly as instructed, you will find that each time you do a lesson, you are a little different, so there is always something new to learn. It's a great pre-season way to be a step ahead and already have the snowboarding motions programmed into your body. Not only that, but in your living room, you have time to learn the movements without distractions. Give yourself this quiet time to learn, and you'll be amazed at how this work can be absorbed and will automatically become part of your performance when you ride. Don't do more than 1 lesson a day. Realize that if you're making any kind of changes in the way you move and the awareness that you have about yourself, this can be tiring. So in order to gain the most in the way of insights, be respectful of your learning process. More is not better. Often in this work, less is more rewarding. It's the quality and attention of how you approach the lessons that give you the best opportunity to learn the most. And through using these tapes, your snowboarding can change and evolve. Once on the mountain, you can just go and ride and surprise yourself. Or if you are consciously experimenting with a new idea and want to be paying attention to this, it would be a good idea to go to an easy, uncrowded, groomed slope where you can just play with the movement patterns without distraction. It is a challenge to board slowly and with finesse, and it is marvelous to just go out there and play. There is always a time and place for both. Have fun, be curious, enjoy the feeling. Remember, the experience is just for you and no one else.